told enough stories today. All right, so that really is all I have. We're going on 27 minutes now. All right, that is all I have. I'm going to try to be better at podcasting and get one out once a week. I'm going to try, but I can't promise anything. But Big Fatty is really good at making me feel guilty for not doing one. So this is for Big Fatty. Anyway, all right, that's all I have for today, boys and girls. Thank you so much for listening and staying subscribed. And until next time, bye.
Was when I ruled the world. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is for Big Fatty. Big Fatty is really good at...
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4253. The BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of May, 2024. Y'all coming up on today? Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it.
I'm alive.
Flowerers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your flowerers today, Big Fatty, that's not even a word. Well, it is today. Y'all, it's because today is it's the full moon, and the crazies, as we all know, come out on the full moon. And y'all, in May, it is referred to as the flower moon. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Flour and sugar and butter, they all make a very lovely cookery or cake. No, F-L-O-W-E-R. Oh, well, that's very different. It's true. So, y'all, get ready for the crazies to come in full bloom. Big Fatty, April showers bring the crazies.
Your silvery beams will bring.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear, I see y'all today. Today, the 23rd of May. Y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all met this person at the Good Days 1 year, he and his husband. And y'all, a sporadic contributor to the BFO. Y'all, every once in a while, we'll get a fright kerfuffle in. But y'all, it's been a while. Y'all, you probably heard his voice many times back in the days during Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, you could probably, during those broadcasts, you probably heard his husband singing in the background. Big Fatty sounded like he should be singing in the shower or singing solo. We couldn't hear him. Well, anyway, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Jimmy Byer and his husband Steve. Big Fatty, we love Jimmy Byer and his husband Steve. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see him on the social medias, wish him cake.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 23rd of May. Big Fatty, speaking of the crazies, it's true. Y'all met this person many times. Y'all, He has stayed at, y'all, he stayed at the Fat Cave on one of his visits, and y'all, he was able to experience back in the day, and y'all, he's come here to the villa. He's come to the villa and brought his betrothed with him. Y'all, they were here for the 2019 the what is that called? It's the track of well, it's when we had the full eclipse, the track of totality. Yes, Big Fatty, and you know Mr. Cackle, it was here now, and y'all, he proposed to his betrothed, Jaime, in the middle of the totality. Y'all, he is the resident historian, excuse me, self-proclaimed resident historian of the BFO. Unsubscribed, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Brian in Boston. Big Fatty, where are Brian in Boston? Does he still ride on the Pants Off Express? I'm sure his pants are off every chance he gets. So, y'all, if you see Brian in Boston on the Twix, or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, or the Spools, or the Whale, or the Dark Sky, or out walking around naked in the full moon, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake, and by cake, you know, I don't mean the actual sweet. Well, you know, a butthole.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Music to offset the flower moon crazies. It's true. Y'all, let's see. Last I spoke to you was yesterday. Y'all, I believe the Nip and I were just getting ready to head over to Shady Pines for supper. And y'all, we were able to spend some time with both of the ladies over there. One just joined for a cocktail, and the other, you know, we had supper and cocktails with her, and, y'all hadn't had my nap yet, but, anyway, y'all, I wasn't real hungry, so I just had, they have a wedge salad. They call it the berry wedge salad. And it has sliced strawberries and blueberries and goat cheese and sunflower seeds. And it seems like there's something else on there. Oh, bacon. Serve with a blue cheese dressing. Y'all, it is so light and refreshing and absolutely delicious. Just delicious. So I had that. Nip had a hamburger. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. It's like Wimpy. I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. It's true. But y'all, they were having problems with their charger plate system, so they just said, okay, supper is complimentary tonight. And y'all, it makes me wish I'd gotten the filet mignon, but I didn't. But anyway, Y'all, I got home and watched the news and the Jeopardy, and y'all, then I switched over to the sports ball. Y'all, I meant to check to see if the hat lineup, but y'all, they're playing up there in the Chicagos. I don't know if Denny, went to see the game, or Digger, or Big Fetty, or Big Ricky. No, Big Ricky didn't go. Or Mrs. Lauren. Y'all, they lost. They lost 3-4. and so that's not good. But they're playing Wednesday night. So anyway, y'all, speaking of Wednesday night, I know it, by the time most of you hear this, it'll be over, all over but for the shouting. Wednesday night is the finals of the Jeopardy Masters, and for the Survivor. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, that'll be two things that Big Fatty will be interested in. But, y'all, I crawled into the chamber. You know, I was up late the night before, and I, because Hortensia was here, I was not able to get my nipper nap on Tuesday afternoon. So, crawled in the love chamber probably about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, it was still cool Tuesday evening, so I had the windows open. I'm pleased to report that that damn Whitman Tinker did not pay a visit. Yes, Big Betty. And so y'all slept like a baby and woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all had my coffee and read the newspaper, and then I was off to take old Veda. I had to take old Veda to the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto. And y'all, he's off to Lost Wages. He's spending his holiday weekend in Lost Wages. And so I took him to the Aereo Puerto and came back here to the villa, and I did my puzzle. Y'all, I didn't get the Sudoku on hump day. I don't know why, but I just I fucked it up somehow. Yes, Big Betty. And but I got my other puzzles, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Now, y'all, the humidity has returned, so the air conditioning has been turned back on hump day morning here at the villa. And so, y'all, I just did Fat Acres. That gave me an hour's worth of walking, and but y'all, I can't take the heat and the humidity. No, Big Fatty. So after that, y'all, I watched the end of the Price is Right and got my share, and then I was off to the Von's East. But first, I made a stop at the car wash for Ruby Red, and then the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it, y'all, as I do on hump day. I went to the Von's East. You know, yesterday I said there wasn't a whole lot that was on sale. But y'all, I spent it. I decided on some things that were on sale, so I had quite the bill, long receipt. Y'all, they had the paper napkins on sale, buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had a 5-pound bag of Idaho potatoes for on sale. Y'all, they had the good post-blueberry morning cereal. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had the chopped solid kits. I got a couple of the Smokehouse brand. And y'all, then they had I got a couple of the Italian balsamic solid kits. Y'all picked up three of the Vidalia onions. Y'all gonna make something with that. Y'all, they had some the Breyers ice cream. Y'all, they had one called the Star Spangled ice cream, and it's strawberry, vanilla, and blueberry, so it looks like a flag. Y'all ever had blueberries on sale? Oh, the ice cream was buy one, get one free. Y'all ever had blueberries, buy one, get one free? Y'all picked up some McCormick Grillmaster Garlic Butter Seasoning. You know, it's McCormick in the East, Schilling in the West. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all ever had the cone nuts, buy one, get one free? Got a bag of those. Y'all ever had the Pillsbury deep dish pie shells? On sale. Y'all won't make quiche here soon, so I got that. Y'all that had got another box of the Blanc Jewel microwave popping cone. Y'all picked up a jar of marinated mushrooms, and y'all then I got what is that? Belgian shred prom cups. I don't know what that is. Y'all they had the salami nuggets I like on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got that. Y'all, the Ruffles party size potato chips. You know, Ruffles have ridges. Got a bag of those. And y'all, they had the baby back ribs on sale. So I got a couple of slabs on those. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all, I spent $76.26, but I saved $68.80. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, y'all, I figured it out. It was a cup of Parmesan cheese. Big Freddy, you let the music run out. Well, anyway, y'all got back, and I put away my provisions in the larder. And y'all sat down here. I watched a little bit of the Stephen Colbert, and had to have a little snickersnack of the cone nuts. Y'all, earlier in the day, I had to call the Bank of America's, because y'all, I was in a rewards program with them, but I'm not keeping a sufficient balance for that, and I wanted to make sure they weren't going to start charging me a monthly service fee, and got that all straightened out. Everything's fine, cause I have my pension direct deposited into the Bank of America's every month, so that waives that fee. And y'all, sitting here recording, y'all, the FedEx truck stopped and dropped off the new charcuterie board and fruit tray that I bought with the Kohl's cash that Mr. Cackle sent me. And y'all, I'll put a picture of it at noon today. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, since I got a little time here, y'all, the five that are left in the Survivor finale are Ben, Charlie, Kenzie, Liz, and Maria. Y'all, I think Maria will go out. And y'all, I think that Ben may be a sleeper. I don't want Kenzie to win. She just reminds me of somebody that I don't care for. But I'd really love, you know, Liz is the one that screamed and cried. I wouldn't mind her winning, but I really would like to see Charlie win. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Archer. Archer, who do you want to win?
This is for Big Fatty. Big Fatty is really good
at... Oh, yes, I'm very good. And part of it is predicting winners of the Survivor.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yeah!
Yes. The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.